USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Israeli officials were calling it a limited strike. Oil prices surged $3 a barrel overnight in the wake of the attacks. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City, comprising 7 men and 5 women. Selection of the 6 alternates will be done before Friday. Trump speaking to reporters after Thursday's court appearance.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star to cover up an affair just prior to the 2016 election. President Biden is garnering significant support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia on Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his first term and delivered pointed criticism of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached before Friday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Young people think America is heading in the wrong direction, but still support the current president. USA's John Schaefer explains.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, more than half of them expressed their intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote.
A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experience botched procedures at a significantly higher rate than their white counterparts. The report indicates black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. The White House making it clear President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at 2 campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then brought up cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday, aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.